Welcome to the Dragon Show, the Dragon and Fair together. I'm Xander, this is Alkali.
I'm not here.
We're at Indy FurCon. Woo!
Yeah. I'm sorry, hold on, Lanu. What's your name again? We're at Indy FurCon?
Yeah.
Our guest today is the guest of honor, the amazing, the sexy, the stealing some of the guys I was going to have fun with later. Lanu!
I'm not sorry.
Now, you may not be sorry now, but bear in mind, herpes.
Bear.
Yes.
Bear.
So if you're going to insinuate that, that means you, did he give it to you or did
I'm
you give
so
it to him?
I'm so lonely.
Everybody, come back.
Yay! The convention chairman.
What?
Shit.
Uh-oh.
Womp womp.
Why are you telling them?
Is there a situation?
Share with the class.
There's not a situation. Absolutely.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
There is a situation, but I can take care of it by pushing things on the smartphone.
Woo! Okay, so.
Is it butter related?
Oh, God. Is it a butter incident?
Xander, yeah. Skull!
Okay. This is. What's the theme on TV? Well,
the theme is not kale!
The theme is. I've seen on TV. Luke, have you ever been on TV for anything?
I probably a newscast because I worked at a zoo, but nothing major.
You worked at a zoo and a porno store, so definitely on the news.
Well, at least I didn't mix the two.
Hold on, you didn't?
No.
And now the porn news. That's actually Morse code for fucking.
No,
did I use up all the
giraffe.
Fucking shit?
We have as much.
Hold on, you worked with giraffes?
Yes.
Ah, the deep throaters of the animal
no,
kingdom.
Actually, they're small and thin.
Are we still talking about deep throaters?
No, we're talking about giraffes.
Oh,
giraffes.
That might be a first for the Dragon Show, giraffes?
Yeah.
All right. Point. our points matter. It basically determines who's on top tonight. Sometimes
I can dig it.
Sometimes we just spin. It's like the old Windows icon, like buffering, buffering, buffering. Get it.
It will never come.
All right.
What? Is your glass empty?
Yes, it is.
Well, I guess this show is over.
No, I'll have some kale juice, whatever this is.
Hold on, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Where'd you go? Give me that. There you are. There's no kale in this cider, is there? Not even. I mean, you're not going to come up to me after the show and be like, yes. I juiced a single kale.
They open this. Oh, wait. I don't know.
Hold on, guys. This is. Hold on. Guys, visual humor.
No, shut up.
Nope.
I'm using the bottle opener right now.
You're the bottle of meat?
Yes.
Okay, now I can't figure it out. There we go.
Okay. All right, thank you. Yay.
Tortilla chip.
What? Shut up. I get tortilla chip.
Okay, I'm almost done with this. Keep talking for a few more moments.
Oh, Jesus.
Question.
Yes. What?
Are you the question part?
Holy shit, how long have you been listening to this show?
Oh my god,
the tiramisu episode. All right, well, Lanoop doesn't know that one.
Teach me a thing.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, holy shit. Wow, we have some fans in here. I'm sorry.
Saturday night for me.
All right, so who knows the tiramisu story? A few people?
Okay,
who wants to hear the tiramisu story? All right, okay. All right, so this one, I can't teach you anything, but I can teach you new ways to do the same shit you're already doing. We're basically children who fuck. So, you know, Catholic students. So.
My skirt's not short enough.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you have one of those, like, drape windows.
And it keeps getting caught.
It keeps getting caught on what? Your cooch?
Yeah. Sometimes you confuse the string for other string.
Where the hell is Pandez? I want his reaction to adult.
No, he
later. Hold on, I'm going to get a cooch pic.
Yep.
Oh. That was the wrong one to start with.
Odie Coyote and his giant used tampon.
Oh my god.
Well,
all right.
It looks like we have the whatever we're gonna put on the front.
Is he saluting?
He is saluting the giant tampon.
I think he's face palming. Oh. I told him exactly what I thought of.
Got it. Okay.
So we were at our friend's house, and I think I was stoned or drunk or both. And this gentleman went to take a shower because when he has a headache, he thinks the cure is shower and doesn't realize that he just likes naked. Well, we had leftover tiramisu, and he's in the shower, and I've lost most cognitive abilities, so I grabbed a piece of tiramisu, bless you, walked into the restroom, opened the door, not silently, hello, closed the door, and like in Psycho, he slowly opened the curtain to see me standing outside, dead silently, slowly eating tiramisu onto the very tip of the fork, so delicately, smearing it down the side of my face and licking it off. Now, looks like he goes, because we know each other, he goes, that's creepy, and he closed the shower. And a minute or two later, he opened up the shower door, and like this side of my face was covered in tiramisu. The plate was gone. There was just tiramisu in my hand. The fork is somehow behind my ear, still dripping with something that resembles blood, and I'm just... And at that point, he started screaming at me. So other people need to know what's going on, and they came into the scenario because the bathroom is not a sacred place in that house. And instead of letting it drop, we all sat down in the living room after cleaning my face off. It was fun. We decided, you know what that reminded us of? You know what that could have been? The world's first student film porno. Because think of it. Who here was in a film class? Who did that shit?
Yeah.
Me and him did. And those classes were like, yes, do you see the brick wall behind the main characters? That represents the struggle of the stand-up comedians in the American 1912s. 1912, you could tell by the mortar. Yeah, I know. So, of course, we started making the world's first student-produced porno. And we thought, zooming in on a vagina... Just going straight in, and then it turns into a rose, and it blooms, and there's just some naked cow. It's a cow now. There's more women.
That's the last thing you see when you die.
I have a feeling if I ever die, you've killed me.
Eh.
Oh, yeah. You have to talk when I drink.
No.
Well, okay, we weren't allowed to produce it because of the FCC and Obama. Thanks, Obama.
Should have called it Here's a Clown.
Oh, my God. That's so. What did we call it? It was not as good as that.
No.
We had some other... Oh, the train going through the tunnel, just going through the tunnel, coming back out, but now it's a child on tracks.
That's accurate.
Basically,
that
right?
That is very accurate.
Well... The other one, taking a pair of gray grapes and just throwing watermelons through it for 5 minutes.
Do they come back out?
No, they just go through the drapes. You don't see us, except for, like, if we screw up the camera angle. Just watermelons flying through drapes. Like, ba-doom, boom, and it's just all slick, and all of a sudden an old man with a cane just slips in it and slides, and you see a child on a slip and slide, going to the end into a puddle of lube. He looks up and says, Jaeger, and that's the end of it.
I can't factor this.
We did. Motherfucker.
Oh my god. What the hell is that?
For those of you who listen to the show, if you remember the recent F Squared cake, it's been improved.
Oh god.
This is a strawberry Pop-Tart cake with bourbon chocolate glaze in the middle of it. With a buttercream sangria frosting.
Jesus.
Everyone get the fuck off my stage. My fat ass will feast.
Hey, this is old hat now. Yeah.
This is old.
I had a slice already.
You.
Yeah.
No. Wait a minute.
Spoilers. What the hell?
Spoilers, dearie.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
It's the only cake. It's the only cake you can eat your drink.
All right. Hold on. Because one of us needs to be talking because it's a radio show, you get to eat first.
Hey.
So there was Xander shoving food into his fat mouth. That's right, chew. Chew like the whore you are.
This is so good.
Oh my god, alright, this is happening. Did you say there's bourbon in here?
There's bourbon.
You don't definitely need sugar.
There's also diabetes.
Yeah.
It's the Wilford Brimley cake.
Yes.
It has like the
guys. We have a rule because of how insurance works with these things that only performers can actually consume alcohol. And I can safely say you guys are not allowed to eat this cake. So we'll be taking the rest into operations now.
There's enough for one more slice.
There's enough for one more slice? The door side might appreciate that. We'll watch them fight over it.
You really need to open a cake shop or something just called This Should Not Exist. It's like...
There's just a guard at the front door. None shall pass! 50% off! Bam!
There's a fat guy crying at the same time.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Like, that's me.
Oh, guys, you know what would be the best? They don't need real currency. You can turn in your Alcoholics Anonymous chips for cake.
And is the slogan, Oh Dear God, Why?
Yes. Who's, okay, so for the shop, who's the dancing person outside?
The dancing person? The Pillsbury Doughboy, of course, but in bondage gear. Crying and giving birth.
With bottles of booze sticking out of him, too?
No, that's what he's singing. 99 bottles of booze and the Doughboy. 99 bottles. And he's just slowly dying in front of it. And every day they close when he reaches the last bottle. Guys, the coroner's office comes like, all right, pack up the shop, guys. Doughboy is done. The next day, his son comes out.
Oh, the tears of the clown.
The tears of the clown.
Hi, Demon.
Hi, I'm going to go conspire against now.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I have to do that tonight, don't I? Guys, for those of you who don't know, this is the... that is the host of Charity Whose Line Is It Anyway? He has promised me that apparently he will make me cry.
Congratulations.
And since I'm kind of a pussy, that probably will happen. So, fuckers.
Here's a clown.
It works.
It just works. Shut up.
And you're really big throwing that.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
No.
There is actually a movie, I don't know if you might have heard of this. Jerry Lewis did a movie a long time ago about a clown who reads. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just saying this is good.
Oh, no. He leads people into the gas chamber in Auschwitz and entertains them beforehand. Yeah. And everyone was like, what the fuck? And it's never been released, but 10 years from now, it's going to be released. And everyone's like, I can't wait to see this. Because like, it was in like the American whatever vault, the Disney vault.
It's right next to Hitler on Ice.
Song of the South.
Song of the South.
I was just watching lots of that too. It was so bad. It was amazing.
You have a lot of free time.
Yeah. I could just put YouTube on the background. It was one of those Mojo that should not exist things. That's probably where I got that.
I don't know.
What?
Like the Star Wars.
No.
Oh, that was on TV. See.
Thank you.
That is not a thing.
That's not a thing. Or the Avatar
Last Airbender. Gas chamber closed.
The gas chamber.
Ladies and gentlemen, the director of programming, Huskood. Do not take a fat man's cake. No, you should.
All right, fine.
Oh, all of a sudden he's skinny.
Well, Huskood, compared to you.
Compared to me, the Pillsbury... Oh, he died. Never mind. Huskood, you want to get drunk?
You should.
You want to get drunk?
Oh, my God.
Huskood.
I want to get drunk, but I actually have responsibilities at this con. I'm like our finance director.
Incorrect. I have responsibilities, but I'm what they call a functioning alcoholic. When I vomit money, I also put it in the book. I tally it at the bottom. I stamp it with the dick that I've replaced my ball sack with. No, I stamp it. Okay, so maybe I should stop eating the cake. Last year, I think you were in on this one. We had a lot of new people coming to the board. We had people shuffling around. And the old director of finance was standing in the room, and there was some serious conversation that was going on. And I walked in, with my top hat askew on my head, holding what could only be described as gasoline and missing a shoe. And they said, we're going to need Alkali to be more sober. And the director of finance goes, no, no, no. She's more complacent this way. And he pays better attention. And since then, I am not allowed to not drink at this con. And I control the money. Stop spending shit.
Do it. Oh, by the way, I have some receipts to give you.
Yeah, bend over. See where they go. I have a new filing system. And I'm filing under A. For your ass.
Did you really have to explain that joke?
And you know, I know what all of you guys are thinking. Man, he's going to roll up receipts like a cigarette. No, crumble, piss, release. And wiggle.
This is only my first year on board. It's going to take until year four till this fits up my ass, okay?
I'm sorry. We're running a convention. This fitting up your ass is a prerequisite. Hi, welcome to Running Times. But ding! And then you wave. Oh my god, I'm calling fisting muffeting.
It's not easy being green.
What? The worst part is he sticks out his tongue at me and there's just a finger waggling in there.
Okay, first of all, since when did fisting make the sign sound ba-ding?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You were asleep.
Okay, so Xander, you know that bell that's been made of beds?
Yes.
You know where they got that from?
What?
An anus?
An anus? Were they anus hunting like a bell? We found a dolphin, a dog, and a bell. Which one do we want for opening ceremonies? We'll take the dolphin. It's dead and covered in shit. Oh, let's go with the dog then.
That's the other type of dumpster diving.
Oh. But dang.
What was from the outtakes? The custom.
I'm get up equipment.
Get up here.
Okay.
Why?
You're replacing Pandas till he gets here.
Hey, you want to take this over to...
No, but I will.
Thank you. Saloon or Salon 3, I don't know how it's pronounced, though. Apparently you can pronounce it the one that when we have a Wild West theme.
Yes.
Hope you'll be there.
Please. I want to have a Wild West theme.
No, we can't have a Wild West theme, because then all the furries are like, I shot 6 times and I'm done.
Think about it, how many Will Smiths would we have?
No Will Smiths!
Wait a second, I heard assless chaps over here. What kind of chaps are not assless?
That's clear.
Bad pants!
Thank you!
Hold on. She said, ass ones.
Ass
chaps. Those are called pants! I am wearing pants. Not ass.
Pants, not this.
Yes.
Well, giddy up, cowboy.
Yo.
Ride that horse.
What's really bad is I'm completely sober right now. Am I getting a drunk?
That makes one of you.
Eat the cake. Wait a second.
Hold on. Small fork, eat it daintily.
Wait a second.
Yeah, thank you.
Pinky out.
Oh, pinky out.
Classy. There you go.
Yeah. You can't keep your pinky out when you're fisting.
No, you can't keep your pinky out.
I have small girl hands, thank you.
You have long nails and you stare at me right now.
What the hell is going on? Oh my god! Are we tossing salad?
Oh no!
Because I prefer jelly.
Kidding me?
Is this what I think it is?
Strawberries, mango, blueberry, a cream cheese garnish,
almonds,
over a delicious bed of fresh green leafy. Bam!
God damn it!
Hail to the chief! Hail to the chief!
All right.
Oh my god.
Is this what you wanted?
Yeah.
Oh god. It's all one piece.
Here's
All right. Here you go.
Yeah.
You took it like a champ.
I have an idea.
But dig.
I have an idea. There we go. There's some cake on it now.
There you go.
I figured it out.
You're lucky he didn't punch you in the balls.
Okay.
All right. So I despise anything. No. Here is what I will do. If somebody in the audience eats this, this is going to charity. There you go.
Oh, there we go.
A 10, pussy. Okay.
Hey, anyone have a timer? Somebody.
Does anyone have a napkin?
Timer. Okay, this guy. This guy. See him back here behind the guy in the green. I'm not picking you because you're wearing green. See you. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. If he finishes it, I'll put another 10 in there, okay? Go.
Hey, he's skinny. There's no chance.
I don't care.
You've got 5 minutes? That's a big bowl.
That is a very big bowl. That is how much I hate green, okay? I won't even pick the guy wearing green.
I'm
not wearing green.
I have to say something.
Blue, what the hell?
Lanyard.
What lanyard?
I have to say something, guys. I obviously did that as a joke, but that was tasty together. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to eat my vegetables. You know, booze does help everything. You know, vegetables, cakes, sex, mainly sex.
Not too much, though. What are you?
Not the face. Don't know.
I was wiping the tears away.
Tears of a clown.
Tears of a clown.
Travis, I'm that stupid thing I was kicking around with a bunch of napkins. Give me a fucking napkin.
You know, he's funny.
How's our timer going over there? What we got? Would you hurry up? The charity is
counting. You know what the worst part is? Somebody's going to come after me. He's like, you know, you smell like an Axe body spray was made by old McDonald's. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, so. Sweet Jesus. All right, guys, for all of you who have once again made the Dragon Show fatter and healthier at the same time this time, guys, always, you are amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're insane. What the fuck, guys?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It's the buff guy from the Venture Brothers.
Yes.
They call me but look, I added some things inside of the card.
Guys, you just gave me a bunch of shredded money. That's going to the charity.
Okay, so serious question. Does Patrick Warburton have, like, the best name ever? Like,
yes.
Seriously, how great is that name? Who does not want to be called Patrick Warburton?
It's pretty awesome.
Hold on.
It is.
He told me that he had something for me inside the label. I am the hand of the king now. I am wearing this to work forever.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
There's another pin.
I need to watch season 4.
Holy shit, and a tiny little ferret. Ah! I'm gay. Shut up.
You're like 5.5 feet too tall to be Tyrion.
No, Tyrion is only small at heart, but large in spirit.
We're not talking about your penis.
Leave it alone! Dude, thank you. This is awesome. I'm wearing this to work. My boss is going to be so jealous.
That's really cute.
This is awesome. Oh my God, I need that leather thing that he wears. What do you call that? A cod piece. Wear that to work, too. I want to be fired! More free time.
Do you want to be fired, or do you want to be in the next Batman and Robin movie?
That would involve nipples on my shirt.
Now,
We
yeah,
do.
I want both.
No, we do need like another Batman and Robin because all like superhero movies, all superhero movies now are just like super depressing. Like I hear Fantastic Four is just
people
posting on LiveJournal basically the whole time. So yeah, we need a
No,
it's superheroes.
Instead of Marvel, so they made that fast, fantastic movie.
Oh, okay.
The guy who directed the movie had only done two movies before that. One of them was, what was the Teenagers with Superpowers? Chronicle. That's the only movie he's done.
Right.
Hold on. The guy who did Fantastic Four did Chronicle?
He directed it.
What was Chronicles about? Guys, what was Chronicles about?
Telekinetic teenagers?
Oh, so basically college. Never mind.
I thought there was a wardrobe
at
the Lion.
Wardrobe? No, that's something else.
Mr. Tungus?
Yeah.
So we just need a super gay, happy superhero movie. That's all
I'm
saying.
30 seconds. He has 30 seconds.
Oh my god, he's out of breath. What were you doing?
Guys!
What's up? Oh.
What?
We love you.
Yeah, no. Pandas, we have booze cake and kale.
Yeah.
Something.
In preparation.
Come on up here.
That 30 seconds has to be up. No. We're still waiting on this guy to eat it.
Hi.
His time up.
Don't
this
ask.
This is the con chair.
Hi, con chair.
What? Wait a second. Are you saying that the chair deserves money even though this lightweight can't finish his style? Fine. Give him my $10.
Alright.
Oh my god. Alright, so we have a few guests up on the stage with us. Lanu. You've met Huckscoon.
Yep.
Sorry.
If you were alone in a room with Huckscoon with rope, a dagger, four babies, two of which were still moving, what exactly would you do? Oh, and a Jew lawyer.
Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, no. The Jew
ain't in there.
No.
Well,
is this like your version of Iron Chef? Like,
no, are you kidding me? This is my porn.
There's no durian. This can't be Iron Chef. No,
valid point.
So I guess I would tie the babies to him.
Okay.
The live ones or the dead ones?
Why not both?
Okay.
What do I do with the dagger?
Well, he's now covered in babies. You can just start throwing away. So far.
I desperately want to make a transparent joke, but I won't.
I know it! The shit that we've said on the show makes two call me and go, why the fuck do people still don't like you?
The babies are still whole. They haven't harvested the body parts yet.
Oh.
You can't make the Planned Parenthood
joke. They have a soul from the minute they're conceived.
Do any of them...
This should become a debate.
Thanks, Obama.
Now, me and Huskwood have actually known each other quite some time, but we really didn't get to know each other till last year when one of us was running Family Feud, and the category
Feud. I think it was Match Game.
It was Match Game. And I don't even know what the category was, but three in a row, his answers were snuff film, nasty snuff film, and really nasty snuff film. And my first thought was, I gotta get to know him.
How do you categorize that? Like,
well,
what are the levels?
Babies,
oh.
Alligators, and alligators and babies. It's a very fast snuff film. Like, waddle, waddle, waddle. See.
The tears of the clown.
Okay, so snuff would just be they're dead.
Yes.
Nasty snuff involves minorities, and very nasty stuff involves minority babies.
No. I was just thinking, okay, if there was an adult version of Sesame Street, imagine what Snuffleupagus would be.
Oh,
he's just constantly doing videos in an alley.
So,
being interrupted by Big Bird. What are you doing?
Because my dad sounds like Big Bird.
Oh my god.
So, have you guys ever gone on Reddit and seen the Bert and Ernie memes that are showing up everywhere now?
No, actually.
Yeah, okay, so if you get a chance and want to be really disturbed, there's these memes that are popping up on Reddit that are Bert and Ernie, a still frame or a moving frame, and it's got what they're actually saying below it, and they are dark. I mean dark. And one of the people at work who has a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 7-year-old at home, who is the most wholesome woman you will ever meet in your life, and also kind of a bitch, keeps getting those pinned up like 7 at a time in her cubicle. And every once in a while in the morning, you hear her come in, sit down, stifle laughter, stand up, and go, oh. Rip them down, but no matter how hard we search, we have never found where she's throwing them out at. We're assuming she has a hidden room at home where all of these are hanging up and she just puts the kids in for 4 hours a day and goes, you'll learn.
Oh, man.
That's how I would parent. And the people in my house before me, that's how they parent the parents.
You would be the scariest parent.
Her? Yes, you would.
Oh, no, him.
Could you?
Oh, okay.
I can't imagine you breastfeeding with a bam unconscious.
Squeak. Now the babies have to be real.
If your kids grow up and like they hear squeaking pop motor, I don't understand. You're like, I do.
No, it triggers flashbacks.
The triggers flash. Are you a Vietnam style flashback?
Just my breast.
Okay. I call the big one Bitey. Oh my god.
So she's, what? Go ahead.
She's just drawing, like, angry faces on one side, so they're always afraid of left hits. Righty. Their wedding day, the guy's just crying in bed. Can I sleep on the other side? Why? Bitey's looking at me. His wife gets mad. Why is Bitey crying? She divorces him. You fucked up your kids.
You done fucked up.
Are they going to be future furries?
No.
No. Wow. Smart move.
Oh. Oh,
what happens when they're 14? Like, where's mommy going?
Work.
She's going to work.
Mommy, why are you wearing a tail to work today? Shut your whore mouth. Do you want Bitey to come out? No, 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 not Bitey!
The tears in the
clouds. Oh my god.
So right before the show, one person on the stage asked me, hey, is it okay if I go smoke before I come up there? I'm like, yeah, go have a cigarette. They said, no.
Anybody that follows me on Twitter knows that I am a marijuana connoisseur.
Woo! Connoisseur. Oh, we have a connoisseur. Hushkun, do you have any questions about the wacky tabacky for our connoisseur?
No. No, I do not.
Do you have some? Now.
I flew here. You think I have fun?
I think point. If you were a true connoisseur and had a looser anus, you would.
Not till later.
Wow.
Thank you, Patrick.
I was sitting in the bathroom at work one day.
Hashtag poop tweet.
Hashtag poop. Oh my god, you do follow my Twitter. And I hear in the stall next to me what sounded the only thing that it could be was a rock dropping into a toilet. And the guy goes, oh, there's the fourth bag. Yes, it was Trent, and yes, he was fucking with me. But you know how if you're drinking milk and you laugh, it comes out of your nose? Apparently, if you're shitting and laugh, yep.
See, I would have thought it would have been one of those dead babies.
No, no. There aren't guys shitting out dead babies in the bathroom.
Oh,
my
God.
Job's not that weird. Miscarriage!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the bathroom stories at work get weird. We have a password on our bathroom door at work. It's a literal, like, the door is out in, like, the public area, but apparently we're very protective of our toilet paper. But there's a password. So every once in a while, you'll go over there and you'll see a puddle in front of the door, and you have to wonder, did somebody spill or did somebody forget 123?
You always have a safe word.
The safe word is, marry me.
Nope. So, TV shows.
Oh, yeah, we have a theme.
Yeah.
We have a theme.
As seen on TV.
Yeah, there's a theme to this guy.
Yeah.
Really, we haven't touched that damn thing. At all.
Just like your genitals. Oh. I'm sorry, you're programming director. I'm finance. I get laid at times. You go to work. I have the money to pay for a hooker.
That explains everything.
Why is there a $900 bill for this?
Whoa, 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 honey. Look at me. I can't get $900 hookers. They charge me double. The $5 ones, they're fine.
That's what I realized. There's a $200 hooker.
$5 foot long.
$5 foot long.
This is why he doesn't go to the clinic. Ever. He's like, I got everything. I know it. Who cares?
When you go to the clinic, the first thing they do is they hand you a piece of paper with every disease known to man. I just take out a big black crayon and write, yes. And then I start adding in the ones that they've never heard of. Blue tongue. No, no, no! I crossed that one off.
So the salad you didn't finish, you want to dump that on his head right now?
Who said? Oh, good, I'm not
okay.
kidding.
Okay.
This gets violent every
buck
time.
Down.
Buck down!
Yeah. Buck down! Yeah! Buck down, get up here. This is way too white.
Guys,
too
guys,
white.
Let me tell you about the first time I met Buck down. There I was in the KFC and he was robbing the joints. With a watermelon.
No,
but there's booze, so you should like that just as much.
Oh,
there you go.
Is it malt liquor, though?
Yeah, sure.
If it is, you're going to dump it on the curb. I'm going to get hate tweets tonight. I'm going to get two actually challenge me. He's like, I bet you can't get more hate tweets than me. I'm like, no, I can't because people love me. And then he looked at me and punched me in the face.
Tears of a clown.
I'm going to sit over here because you know,
still have to pass stuff. Me in hate tweets. Come on.
Oh, that's no true. One could pass you in hate
Come
tweets.
Come on.
I read through your Twitter to figure out why people were hating you. And I think that's one of your easy. Tweets. If you re-scrambled the letters, went, ha ha, faggots. I was like, this is amazing. The tweet said, I hate straight people. When you rearranged the letters, said, I also hate faggots. I don't even know how you did that. It was amazing. And then, like, if you went to the dot, dot, dot at the end, if you zoomed in, it's bisexual people blow.
No, whatever you.
Well, usually they're better at blowing.
You're welcome.
No, whatever you tweet out, everyone's just like, oh, alkali.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry, he's joking. It's a picture of him murdering things. It's like, yeah, but look at that smile.
Sweet dad.
It's so adorable when he murders.
He's talking to National Bank. That's what parents do.
Oh, my God.
The difference is, I'm like, you just think you're drunk. Think,
Oh,
just because I'm German,
yeah.
Just because you know, I voted for Romney.
Oh God,
and Bush.
Hold on, I gotta know, thinking. I gotta know, because there's no way we could possibly know. Hey, Bucktown, who did you vote for?
Things got real dark in here.
Let's just say, if I didn't vote for Obama, I would have probably been by the rest of the black, like, you did what?
No, they would have forgiven you. Remember, they had the one black guy with all the white people at Ferguson, all those protests. What was his name? I always remember him as he was the one black guy.
Wait, what?
Wow, I was
about to create hate with
life. Oh, create? No. I just find hate. Hate is everywhere. I am the magnet of hate. It's like, bring on the social justice warriors. Let's go. I am your target.
It's true. It does seem other people have done in a very poor way.
We're going to bring out a new segment on the show. It's going to be called, That Person Has Never Said That Nor Will Ever Say That Again. Ready? Huskoon? say I'm sorry. And when you're done, buck down, say 401k. And my dear, when buck down's done, try saying this one. It's two letters. No.
I did already to you.
Fuck! I'm so lonely.
The tears of a clown.
What's a 401k?
It's a rap group.
Really? What are they doing? Are they like Run DMC or are they more of Beastie Boys?
I think it's a running race to the moon or something. I think that's where it gets the name because of the number of miles. Maybe? Is that what it is?
401. The K stands for Plan 401.
No!
No, it stands for Court Kitty's Crazy Concert, which was right before you.
Oh, yeah, but and Court Kitty's wife, the white cat.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find them.
What, I am the director of programming. You don't think that was intentional? I'm gonna put KKK on right before the plaque. I have to. You think that was just coincidence?
I let him use my keyboard.
That's Carbine, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, one of the very first people I ever met in the fandom, Carbine. You are still as weird as you once were.
Ironically, Bucktown chased him off stage.
Not even kidding. I have what my coworkers call a stalker at my job. He's a coworker that works in a different department. And every time I'm away for a week, and the first thing he's like, "Oh my God, is he at the animal fucking thing?" And they're like, "Oh my God." That was last week. Now he's in a furry con. So he goes around and starts searching me out online, he brings it up in front of other people because he thinks he's being funny, but everyone else stopped caring like 4 years ago. And this is not a joke. I'm not embellishing. He came up with a printed picture of Bucktown Tiger like 3 or 4 months ago. Like, dude, you guys got black people in the band? I'm like, yeah, he's a musician. He goes, oh, he raps?
Come on. No self-respecting white person will ever call rap music.
It's really not music.
No. Eminem and Macklemore don't count. I said self-respecting.
Anger sounds.
It's words that we can't understand. It's basically me when I'm sober. That's why I always drink before the show. Oh my God. All right. We do want to do a charity story. So before we get going on that, we will open up the floor to the random and retarded questions that you guys have the tendency to ask us. This is for anyone up on stage from Husku and Xander to myself, all of us, Bush, the Noob, and Bucktown. Yes?
Most hilarious sexual experience.
So there me and her were.
She said no.
Again.
No, go ahead.
Am I loud? Sure. I they have laws against that kind of stuff.
Anyway. Bucktown was supposed to meet this girl at night, but she couldn't find him. Well, he wasn't smiling. What?
Hey, my LA gears. I left them at home.
I miss the shiny
tooth. Bucktown, funniest sexual experience? Come on, baby. We're opening up now. Or is that going to be your funniest sexual experience?
No, my funniest one involves a bloody lip, but you know.
Now, hold on. Was it bloody because you split your lip, or was it a girl in February?
So those were two separate incidences. Which one do you want?
Yes.
No, the end, you get one. Well, you know, some people don't realize that, hey, you know what, I have sex with both sexes. I'm sorry, there's more than two. I apologize. I don't know what the rest of them are, but apparently they exist. Anyway, now that I've been terribly offensive.
Guys, we've enjoyed doing the Dragon Show. Right. Huskoon, you killed us on the 110th episode.
Way to screw it over.
Thanks.
But hey, when I was done, I was just, so hey.
You're welcome.
I thought it was you. You look exactly alike.
Thank you, token black guy.
Well, you know, someone's going to use this as the first episode. Like, these fuckers are racist. And because it's a radio show, they'll also ask, I wonder if Huskoot is black.
Yep. Only where it counts.
Dude, stop using all the Sharpies. I need those for signing shit.
Think of the high you get with your head down there.
No. I need the black Sharpies. You're using the silver Sharpies to sign shit, right?
Why? I'm honestly not imagining him right now. When you go into operations, he's just in there with the Sharpie, like, I needed it bigger. Are you drawing the shadow under it? No, just go with the times, man. Hold on, I was giving it a bit too big of a stroke. There we go.
I don't think I've ever heard of case of blackface for your dick.
Oh my god, if you color your dick with Sharpie and you start hitting people with it, it's a dick, dick. I gave him the black eye.
This should be an old timey porn that just has the old like Al Jolson music in the background. With a Sharpie dick. Yeah.
This is either our best or our worst episode.
I'm leaning towards you. Okay. Why did you bring me up here? Why?
The jazz banger? Oh, God.
All right, guys.
This is what I do to these people.
We have 3 minutes, so one more question, and then we're doing a charity story.
Wait, will you sign my
comic book? Get the hell out of here. You suck. One more question, smartass. If not, we're going to go to the charity story.
I'd rather be a
smartass than a dumbass. Oh, I've got bad news for you, buddy. All right, guys, here's what we're going to do. First off, we're going to end the show, but we're not actually done, so... Guys, this has been the Dragon Show Live. Thank you so much. Our guests have been the wonderful guest of honor, Lanou, the director the director of programming, Andy Furkan Huskoon, the token black man, yes. Bucktown Tiger.
Me. I thought you were going to say something for me.
Okay, fine. The ever-tight Xander the Blue. Don't you regret it now.
You lube with tiramisu, don't you?
I do miss the tiramisu.
No, you lube with it.
Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh. He doesn't get lube. He's been a bad dragon. Oh. I'm Alkali from the Dragon Show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and good night.